I go to St Ninian's Community Church. This is Brenda Conley speaking. I'll introduce my mother and I will read you the passage now. The passage is Luke 14, verse 15 to 24. Then one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things. He said to them, blessed he is who feasts in God's kingdom. But he said to him, a certain man made a great supper and he invited many people. He sent out his servant at supper time to tell those who were invited to come, for everything is ready now. They all as one began to make excuses. The first said to him, I bought a field and I must go and see it. Please give my excuse. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and must go and try them out. Please give me my excuse. Another said, I've married a wife and therefore can't come. That servant came and told his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor, maimed and blind and lame. The servant said, Lord, it is done as you commanded, and there is still room. The Lord said to the servant, go out into the highways, hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you that none of those men who were invited will taste my supper, or my supper.
Hi there, my name's Nan McLaughlin, and I'm a member of St Ninian's Community Church. This passage is something that should be close to all of us. Many people will understand that the Lord here is speaking about the great supper that will be held in heaven, and that people like you and myself and others all over the world, that we might miss the chance of attending that supper by the excuses of not being obedient to the Lord. That if we hear the word, he's calling to us, to you and to me, to come in and accept him as your saviour, then you would miss the feast completely. We often are so guilty of saying, oh, I can't come to church because, and we give lame excuses, or we don't read our Bibles as lame excuses, too tired, too lazy. But the reward of being a Christian is just being in the presence of Jesus, and to know that one day, that when we pass away, that we will go and be with him forever in heaven. And that's when the mighty feast will happen, when all Christians are taken to eternal life. You can have this too. Just ask Jesus to be your personal Lord and Saviour. Take him into your heart and live the life for Jesus. I just ask in Jesus' name, Lord, this passage means so much to a Christian, but to also those who are homeless, who are lonely, who, Lord, who just don't have a home to call their own. Lord, we just pray that eyes and ears and hearts will be open to your word. Lord, we just pray and thank you for what you did for us on the cross when you shed your blood and you hung and suffered there for our sins, Lord. Lord, we do confess we are sinful and we just need to ask your forgiveness. And we ask this in your most precious name. Amen.